Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Any of my three guests you would want to hear. But when you put three world-class prophets together, there is a synergy of the spirit that I'm expecting things to happen that they've never thought of. I'm expecting you to have an amazing encounter with God. Two of the three prophets, when they were previously on my shows, prophesied with 100% accuracy. Wow. Anyone interested in finding out what they see for 2017? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cindy, I am personally very, very intrigued on the gift of prophecy. And you had that from a very early age. Yeah, what happened at four?
Well, my dad was in seminary in Fort Worth, and I went to my mother and I said, "Mom, I'm going to have a little baby sister." And she said, "Well, no, we're not having any more children." I said, "No, I'm going to have a little sister." And why were you
so sure you were going to have a little sister?
I knew. I was always kind of an unusual child. people would call the house, and I'd look at the phone when it was ringing, and I'd say, "Oh, so-and-so died." I knew I was having dreams. So, that gift just grew as time
went on. Well, at nine, you really had a heartfelt prayer to God. You were at a camp, Christian camp. What did you pray?
Well, the teacher said, "Go sit on a rock and let God talk to you." I did, and he did, And what he said was, "I have something for you to do." In other words, there was a calling there, and so I gave my life, for world missions. But I know it was a call to the nations.
And then, 21 years later, God answered that prayer of what you were supposed to do. But it wasn't the way you thought it would be. Here you're married with a couple of kids. And what does God say to you?
Yeah, well, he said, I want to use you to preach all over the world. And I thought, that was a pizza dream. I'm 30, I have little children. And besides, nobody knows me, In fact, somebody might be, in their home and saying the same thing. Well, something's happening to me. I think God wants to use me. Well, I was in a little town in Texas, and God found me and opened all these doors. Fast. I went from preaching almost nowhere to churches of 5,000 members, for their women's groups and a lot of things like that. So God was in a hurry. I wanted him to use me. And so I just started praying audacious prayers. And I started just those nudges from the Lord, those little nudges said, I just do what he said. And people started getting healed and started getting changed. We're none of us are meant to live a boring, stupid life,
I agree. Speaking about not living a boring life, you're in Costa Rica. You see someone that is ravaged by a stroke.
Right.
And you prophesy something very outrageous.
Yeah, that was an outrageous day. I was leaving the stadium.
By the way, I have an idea. Every day is outrageous
for
you.
Let's do it, Jesus, yes! That's one of my goals in life, every day to live a supernatural day like yours. So I was leaving the stadium, I was going out, and there was a man in a wheelchair, and he had a stroke. I mean, he was like, really crunched up. And so I walked past him, and a voice said to me, just like you can hear that voice, I want you to go prophesy he'll be the next president of Costa Rica. Well, I look back, and man, he didn't look like he was a candidate.
It would be very easy for you to miss that.
Yeah, it would.
Take no talent at all.
Yeah, sometimes you have to take a little risk, you know? So...
That's not a little risk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. You know, but I built up to it. Can I say that? So, anyway, so all of a sudden, the Lord says, Cindy Jacobs, you know, I don't know about you, you know, in the Jewish household, but when my mother called me two names, I was in big trouble. Cindy Jacobs, I told you to go tell that man he's going to be the next president. I whipped around, I went back to his wheelchair, and I said, I probably said, the Lord says you're to run for president, you will be the next president of this country, you're going to expose corruption, on and on and on. Well, I didn't
Were you getting nervous when you were saying this?
No, because by then I was under the anointing. Yay, okay. For the anointing. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the gift of faith comes with it,
right.
You know, actually. And so I left. 2 years later, I was down there taping, and I got a call, and they said, the president would like to see you. And I said, well, you know, me, a little faith, who is the president? It was that man, and he was completely healed.
You were created to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Okay, Cindy.
Yeah.
Now, this is what intrigues me the most of everything. And that is, you are part of the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders.
Right.
And they meet, and they want to find out what God is doing for the year.
Right.
And the thing that also excited me is you have a new generation of prophetic elders coming in. So tell me some bottom lines of what they see for 2017.
Well, you know, these are very respected prophets, Sid, but also those coming up underneath us, Bishop Hammond, James Gall, Dutch Sheets, I mean, really, Rick Ridings from Israel. Bottom line, the number 17 means complete victory.
I like that bottom line. I like that bottom line.
That's right. Overcoming to complete victory. And I feel the anointing of God, Sid, when I am saying this. There are some people who have waited and waited and waited for their breakthrough. And this is the breakthrough year. And I want to tell you, if you'll stand on this word, no matter what slimy things the enemy tries to do, if you stand up and say, no, the word of the Lord is, this is my breakthrough year. It's going to happen. And in the Hebrew, as you know better than I do, 5777, this is the year of the crown sword, meaning great authority is coming. The sword of the Lord is going to cut off deception. It's going to cut off evil intent of our enemies. It's going to be cut off. The enemy's going to be cut off at the pass, as we say in Texas, good colloquialism. And so, you know, God is going to do this. In fact, I know you know this, but when President Trump was inaugurated, he was 70 years old and 7 months and 7 days.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 5777. What are the odds when God put all this together, many prophets prophesying about Trump coming into the office, that he would be exactly that age? You know, even if you weren't for him, that might give you incentive to pray for him.
Well,
you know, I believe that God called him to do this office. God is going to anoint him. You know, we mobilize in our 50-state prayer network coast to coast for this first 100 days of administration. The first day, we had 48,000 praying for him.
My goodness.
Yeah, 48,000 on Facebook Live praying together.
Now, you have so many revelations on what God is going to do with new technology, new ways of making money, new ways for Christians to be the head and not the tail. People are getting so excited. But I have Perry Stone coming up, and Perry Stone has a prophetic word that will revolutionize your life. Trust me.
Call now and get the 2017 Prophetic Outlook gift package, which includes Cindy Jacobs' landmark book, The Voice of God, plus this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. On these CDs are three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera. They will reveal powerful words that God has given them for you during this breakthrough year. This series is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9457. Cindy Jacobs' book is for you, whether you're a new believer or already operating in the gift of prophecy. Through this book, you will learn to hear God's voice more clearly and speak His prophetic words to others. Begin to exercise the God-given ability of an effective prophetic intercessor. Understand the biblical protocol concerning speaking prophetic words in the church. Find out the keys on how to interpret prophetic dreams and visions. Plus, you will receive this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. It includes three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. On CD number one, Cindy Jacobs delivers the word of the Lord for 2017, as given to the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, and she prays for you. You will also hear the complete prophetic word of the Lord as given to Cindy, read by Giselle Fleming, known for her role in the Christian movie The War Room. On CD number two, Perry Stone delivers a right now word for this year. He answers these questions. Has our nation been given a reprieve? What is Satan's manifesto against America? How can we walk in all the promises and blessings that God has for us in 2017? On CD number three, Rich Vera shares a specific word for you concerning 2017 as being a time of long-awaited breakthroughs and unexpected victories in the areas of family, salvations, relationships, healing, and finances. Don't miss out on getting the 2017 Prophetic Outlook gift package, which includes Cindy Jacobs' landmark book, The Voice of God, plus this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. On these CDs are three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera. They will reveal powerful words that God has given them to help you be ready to overcome and walk in all the promises and blessings God has for you during this breakthrough year. This series is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9457. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9457 or log on to SidRoth.org.
Now, the last time my guest, Perry Stone, was on the air, I asked him, what has God shown you about the next president? And you'll be amazed at what he said. Let's roll that clip.
So I started looking at number 45. Y'all ready for this? Mm-hmm. This is crazy. If you take the 40 and the 5 in the Hebrew alphabet, it's ma. Not mom, but ma. Do you know what the word ma means? What? It means what?
Yeah.
It means what?
In Israel, if I was, he was talking, I'd say, ma?
What?
Okay. What'd you say?
Here's what's going to happen. Everybody mark this down. Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what? That's what they're going to say. Remember, what? How did this happen? What? What is going on? What? Watch it. Watch it.
What?
Constantly. It was really humorous because on one of the major networks, 3 days later, the lady looked and said, all the American people are saying, what? And my wife just looked at me and shook her head. Because, let me just say quickly, biblical numbers have meanings.
Right.
And they do correlate with the Hebrew alphabet, which is God's alphabet. It's God's language. And a lot of times in studying prophecy from the Hebraic perspective, we get hints, not necessarily a direct word, but a hint to say, look out for this. So I think that was a hint.
That was a real hint.
That was a real accurate hint.
I want to know what you really see, though, for President Trump now that he's president.
Well, let me just say this, I'm not going to drop names or anything, but I can tell you that he surrounds himself with more believers, and he listens to their counsel. Think about this. At the inauguration, I'm sitting in a room with 400 other believers at the Reagan Center just watching this, and the name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
You know what? God spoke to you a right now word for 2017. Mm-hmm. What was that?
The 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Peh, which the symbol is the mouth. And this is the year where blessings are released, but blessings come through the confession. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess. And so this is the year to claim the blessing by taking the word and confessing it as never before, releasing the power of God. And I feel the anointing real heavy right now. But the other part of this is believers have to learn, quit going, look, can I say something? You have Facebook, I have Facebook, great media. But since when do you have to post on Facebook your opinion when you were never asked to post your opinion? I mean, why do people always think that when you post anything, they've got to give you their opinion when you didn't ask for it? This nose, I'm going to take my glasses down. See this nose, how big it is? It's not as big as it was when I was a kid because my face filled out. But look here. You know why it's big? I kept it out of other people's business and gave it a chance to grow.
Okay, well, Harry.
Yes.
I am fascinated by what you call Satan's manifesto against America.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, let me just say this, that there is a plot and a strategy in the United States of Satan himself. And here's the reason why. We are the nation, still are the nation, that promotes the gospel through Christian television. Most of your network's headquarters are in the United States. Now, some are overseas, but most are in the United States. We are still the leading nation for sending missionaries out. The money that comes to support missions comes predominantly from the United States. We are still predominantly the nation to take care of widows and orphans, build Bible schools, print Bibles. So the job of the enemy is to somehow try to affect in some way the ability of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is large. It's not a particular denomination. It's people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from all over the world. That's the body of Christ. But it's his job to disrupt the plan of God. And I'm going to tell you what I see, and I just want to share this from my heart at this moment. One of the things I see, and this cannot happen to us, is the enemy is doing his best to create a racial division again in the United States. We have got to stop this mess.
Amen.
Where we make everything political in the body of Christ. Blood should be thicker than politics.
Amen.
I'm a believer first. I'm a believer first.
In a matter of a couple of minutes, uh-huh. So they can get a taste,
yeah.
This manifesto against America. But in a couple of sentences, explain what you see.
One of the things was the strategy of Balaam. And it made no sense. I'm going to go through this real quick. It made no sense that Balaam's name was so negative in the Bible when, if you go to the book of Numbers, he was told to curse Israel, right? But he didn't really curse them. He came back later and said, I can't curse what God has blessed. Now, did he take the money? Yes. And so there was a compromise there. But I realized as I started reading Revelation, I read Numbers, and I started reading Jewish history, this man did something to try to cause God to turn against his own people. That's the Balaam strategy. And it's the strategy of the enemy. It's the strategy. If I were to sum up a strategy of Satan, I would sum it up in the phrase, the Balaam strategy. And the reason we only have so much time in each segment, and I know I'm going to run out of time here, but it would take about 15 to 20 minutes to explain it in detail. But it's really what is happening in the United States right now. It's definitely it.
Well, you use a word in your description about compromise.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We think of compromise as only being sin, but I'm telling you, people are compromising the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
What is going to happen in America? Just brief.
Two quick things. There's going to be two parallel tracks. There will be some very great national disasters in the next few years. People are seeing it prophetically all over the place. That's going to happen. We have to be prepared for that. At the same time, and I want to say this very quickly, the real Jubilee year was not last year. The real Jubilee year is this year. For real. This is the Jubilee cycle.
Okay. Speaking of the Jubilee year.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to have Rich Bearer with me. He says in 2017, God will break long-standing strongholds that have stopped your prayers, family, finances, health, and how to get a breakthrough. Anyone interested?
Wow.
right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
Well, the last time Rich Bira was on It's Supernatural, he said some pretty outrageous things. He said that he saw we were on the brink of a cure for Alzheimer's. We were on the brink of a cure for cancer. Guess what we've been seeing in the headlines? Exactly what you prophesied.
Thank God for that. You know, the prophetic is not about releasing words, it's about releasing spirit.
Yes.
You know, and when people are in the same spirit, the prophetic spirit, there's a spirit that's being released upon the people. And I believe today, around the world, you and your houses, God is releasing a spirit of what we're talking about that's going to impact your life, is going to impact the nations of the world. I see an incredible uprising in nations that is going to take place starting this season. I saw Egypt coming into an incredible revival. In Egypt, there's going to be a Holy Ghost bomb that's going to be dropped on Egypt. And the Holy Spirit is going to, the miracle signs and wonders that are going to come out of Egypt is going to shake the entire region. This is the season for the nations, and it's going to be an incredible time to behold.
You talk about something you call, or God calls, the law of attraction. Explain that.
Yeah, you know, Christmas Day, I woke up with this vision, and the voice of the Lord spoke to me and says, I'm releasing the law of attraction over my people. And the Lord just downloaded information. And he says, we're living in a season where all the seeds that have been sown, and I'm not just talking about money, right, prayer, faithfulness, people that stuck to church faithfully, all the seeds that we have shown in love, in kindness, this is the season that God is going to literally activate it, that is going to come back to us, the seeds that we sowed. The Lord spoke this to me and says, but and those that have been unfaithful.
I was just going to ask you, there are many people.
Many.
They haven't given to God. They haven't prayed. They
just gave up.
Yeah.
God is going to give them a chance to push that reset button and start all over again. This is the season to reset our lives. God is going to give us a chance to go back to sowing good seeds that we may reap the harvest of blessings that God is going to draw to us. I mean, the seeds that we sow, we're going to track what we sow. It's just a fact of life. You know, and even the election of President Trump. You know, last time I was here, I prophesied that, and I got thousands of haters. I love you anyways.
Now, you are Hispanic.
Yes.
And I imagine you had a problem in your Hispanic
community. I had a problem, you know, but...
So how can you be for Trump as a Hispanic?
Because if God is for it, I'm for it.
Amen. You know,
the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, you know, I'm going to give him not only the authority to change government, but I will give him an anointing that he will pray and things will change. And God told me that the spirit of prayer was going to come over President Trump. And I want to declare over you, Mr. President, that God is going to use you to change the landscape of politics. God is going to use you to change. God is going to use you to raise up a new breed of politicians and even leaders in the church that will stand for the people and not for themselves.
Amen.
I saw that.
We've been talking about the year 2017.
Yeah.
What has God told you about 17?
In this season, breakthroughs are coming, restoration are coming. You know, family members are going to be saved. I mean, miracles are going to take place in families. You know, curses are going to be broken, generational curses. And I want to release right now over America and the nations of the world that this is the season where the curses that the enemy put on your families for decades and years are coming to an end. The curse of sickness and poverty, the curse of fear, we break it out of your life in the name of Jesus. And I declare that a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming over your life today in Jesus' name.
This really is your year of breakthrough. This is your year of no compromise. And this year, the law of attraction is about to be released in your life. Are you ready?
Is it possible to hear the voice of God directly? Is the gift of prophecy only to be given to special people? Or can any believer be used by God through His powerful gift of the Holy Spirit? The truth is, God is still speaking in and through believers, and He wants to speak through you too. Cindy Jacobs wants to teach you how to listen for God's prophetic words and bring His message to the world around you. Call now and get the 2017 Prophetic Outlook Gift Package, which includes Cindy Jacobs' landmark book, The Voice of God, plus this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. On these CDs are three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera. They will reveal powerful words that God has given them for you during this breakthrough year. This series is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9457. Cindy Jacobs' book is for you, whether you're a new believer or already operating in the gift of prophecy. Through this book, you will learn to hear God's voice more clearly and speak His prophetic words to others. Begin to exercise the God-given ability of an effective prophetic intercessor. Learn how to deliver prophetic words to redeem, uplift, build faith, and help bring new direction in your life and to the lives of others. Understand the biblical protocol concerning speaking prophetic words in the church. Find out the keys on how to interpret prophetic dreams and visions. Plus, you will receive this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. It includes three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. On CD number one, Cindy Jacobs delivers the word of the Lord for 2017, as given to the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, and she prays for you. You will also hear the complete prophetic word of the Lord as given to Cindy, read by Giselle Fleming, known for her role in the Christian movie The War Room. On CD number two, Perry Stone delivers a right now word for this year. He answers these questions. Has our nation been given a reprieve? What is Satan's manifesto against America? What is God's assignment for the United States in 2017? How can we walk in all the promises and blessings that God has for us in 2017? On CD number three, Rich Vera shares a specific word for you concerning 2017 as being a time of long-awaited breakthroughs and unexpected victories in the areas of family, salvations, relationships, healing, and finances. Don't miss out on getting the 2017 Prophetic Outlook Gift Package, which includes Cindy Jacobs' landmark book, The Voice of God, plus this anointed three-part audio CD series, The 2017 Prophetic Outlook. On these CDs are three prophetic voices of our time, Cindy Jacobs, Perry Stone, and Rich Vera. They will reveal powerful words that God has given them to help you be ready to overcome and walk in all the promises and blessings God has for you during this breakthrough year. This series is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9457. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9457 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest has trained thousands of Bible believers, and they're starting to see miracles. And he says he can equip anyone to do that. Anyone interested?